Hi, this is Relate to the Bible podcast with Deborah Styling, a podcast that helps listeners realize the Bible is still relevant in the 21st century. Hello, this newest episode is called The Lord's Blessing Reviewed and What Happens If They Worship False Gods. It's over Joshua chapter 23, verses 1 through 16. You can also find this at Books of the Bible in smaller chunks at https. /Bible in smaller chunks, BIBLE INSMALLERCHUNKS.blogspot.com. The Lord had it on my heart to write this for people in our busy world. But in doing so, I'm ever mindful of Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 through 19, not to add to or take away from anything in the Bible. So I had to be very prayerful about all of this. And what the Lord had on my heart is I'm just not supposed to change the meaning of what's in the Bible. He does, on the other hand, show me ways to enhance understanding that meaning without changing the meaning. That will most often be done within brackets. Now, the minor things like more current terms, transition words, and who's speaking or being spoken to rather than he spoke to him will be within brackets, but I don't tell you about those because those are minor, and when I used to do it, it kind of makes the whole thing choppy, or some of it choppy. Anyway, so I save mentioning it when it's the things that are the Lord had on my heart to possibly add for clarity. Sometimes a passage will talk about something that happened in a previous chapter or a whole other book of the Bible or something else related to what they're talking about. And so within brackets, I will put a summary of it or or verses that relate to it so that you understand the backstory on that particular thing so you know what it's referring to. And some of you may already know, but if the Lord has it on my heart, then that means there's some people that don't know that background. Anyway, or whatever it is related to it. So that will be in there, and I will say within brackets it says, and so that you know I've added it. Now, if you get on the blog site, I will have put it in a different color font, so it makes it obvious that that's been added for possible clarity. Now, all of this is done primarily through the King James Version Bible, and lots of prayers. But at times, I utilize BibleGateway.com, BibleHub.com, and NIV Bible, the Webster Dictionary, and other internet resources as necessary. Also, the Lord had it on my heart to put this in a table format, which does not make a difference for the podcast listeners because it's just how I read it. But for the people looking at it online, it will be that it's in horizontal rows, in a table format, and I hope that you find it beneficial. Let's see. Also, that I sometimes condense, combine, in similar words, or also on my heart was the idea to not put the repetitive text within that chapter or any chapter that doesn't add new meaning or doesn't hasn't been done for emphasis. Sometimes it is adding new meaning, and sometimes it is for emphasis, and then it'll be just as it is if it's within this chapter or whichever chapter. But if it doesn't, that portion's not put in over and over and over again because the Lord had this on my heart for people in our busy world. Anyway, the thing is, it alters the verse numbering. So I don't tell you this is verse 12, this is verse 13, this is verse 14. I tell you like I am now. This is Joshua, which is the book of the Bible. It's the 23rd chapter. And it covers verses 1 through 16. So that within that range, you know the vast majority of the pertinent information the Lord had on my heart to include from this chapter will be there. If I come to something that's foretelling of a future event, I will say something like, aha, there's a red asterisk. It's foretelling of a future event. Sometimes I can briefly summarize that future event, but sometimes it's too far-reaching or it's not possible to do it briefly, and then I won't. And if I come to something referring to when Jesus has spoken, his words will be in red, and in that case, I will tell you since you can't see the color on this. the Lord's blessings reviewed and what happens if they worship false gods. Joshua 23 verses 1 through 16. Long time after the Lord had given Israel rest from all their enemies around them, when Joshua grew old and advanced in years, Joshua called for all of Israel and their elders, leaders, judges, and their officers, and said to them, I am old and advanced in years. You have seen all that the Lord your God has done to all these nations because of you. For the Lord your God is he who fought for you. Look, I have divided these nations that remain as an inheritance for your tribes from Jordan with all the nations I have already cut off to the Mediterranean Sea westward. The Lord your God shall force them out before you. He shall drive them out of your sight. You shall possess their land like the Lord your God has promised you. Therefore, be very courageous. Sorry, I had difficulty with that for a second. Be very courageous to keep and do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, so you don't turn away from doing these to the right hand or to the left. Don't associate with the people of these nations that remain among you. Neither shall you mention that the name of their gods, nor cause any to swear by them. Neither serve them, nor bow yourselves down to them. But hold tight to the Lord your God, as you have done until this day. For the Lord has driven out large and mighty nations, so no man has been able to stand against you until this day. One Israelite man shall chase 1,000 because it is the Lord your God who fights for you like he promised you. Therefore, pay careful attention that you love the Lord your God. If you do by any means go astray and you cling to the remaining of these nations, even these who remain among you, and you make marriages with them and they make marriages with you and you're intimate with them. Just an aside. So I put being intimate with somebody within brackets instead of saying, to me it's a more current way of explaining it, because they say they go into them. And that's why I put they're intimate with them. Know for certain that the Lord your God will no longer drive out any of these nations out before you, but they shall be snares and traps, whips to your sides and thorns in your eyes, and you shall perish from this good land that the Lord your God has given to you. Look, this day I'm going to die as all in the earth do. I know within all your hearts and souls that not one good thing has failed to happen that the Lord your God has related to you and to all have happened to you, and not one thing has failed to happen. Therefore, it shall happen to you that like all the good things have happened to you, that the Lord your God has promised you in the same way, shall the Lord also bring upon you all the evil things until he has destroyed you from off this good land that the Lord your God has given to you. When you have sinned against the covenant, which is contract, of the Lord your God that he commanded you, and you have gone and served other gods and bowed yourself down to them, then the Lord's anger shall grow against you, and you shall perish quickly from off the good land that he has given to you. The next time I share a passage, it will be a podcast episode. It will be called Joshua's Passing, and it's from Joshua 24, verses 1 through 33. Please share this with others. Thank you. Thank you for joining us at Relate to the Bible. I look forward to you joining us next time, where you will hear more examples of how you can relate the Bible in ways that are especially meaningful to you.